Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Shabbat shalom, Israelites, grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace and peace.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Israel. Grace and peace. Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace and peace. Shabbat shalom, everyone. We're going to say grace and peace to everyone. My name is Brother Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel. You are listening to the Sounds of the Living Water of Bible, Sounds of the Living Water Bible Study Program. And today, running the board to Sister Rhea Israel. Grace and peace and Shabbat Shalom, Israelites.
Shabbat Shalom,
King, Prince,
and family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Grace and peace. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we're dealing with a very sensitive topic, but a very real one, life after death. You know, first you have to understand first what is before life, and that's death. We have to understand that that's the only way you make it to the resurrection. From Adam to the coming. And that's through death. That's the only way it's going to happen. That's why Christ had to overcome death.
Amen.
And people don't understand death itself is a separate entity from man being. It's not a part of man. It's not a part of man.
Amen.
It's a separate entity. So it's not supposed to exist in man. In the end, it'll be cast into the lake of fire. So it'll never exist in man ever again. So it's a private entity. It's a separate entity. It's a spirit into itself. This is another thing. That's why he said death and hell was cast in the lake of fire with where the devil and the false prophet are. All that separate entities. Because all of them was described. So it's going to be a time that death won't hold on man anymore. And that's what we're getting into. But before we have to understand life, you have to understand what death is. Okay? So let's look at that. So do you have us a Psalms or something you can open up
Amen.
With? And then we're praying. Right, we ask the sisters to cover their heads and the brother in the uncover their heads and go stand face to them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy man servant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Amen.
Yeah.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Exodus 20, verses 1 through 11. In Jesus' my name we pray. Amen.
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 Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debts. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray. Our Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. And Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their family. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, give us a mind to see, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, give those that hear us a mind to see, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, let's get into this piece now.
Are you okay?
I'm good. Had to make sure I get
some. You got your water?
Got it. Okay, let's start this in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5. 2 and 5.
Genesis 2 and 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5. Genesis 2 and 5. And every plant of the field, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Now, there was life, right?
Amen.
Okay, but a false balance is an abomination to God. So he had to create death.
Life, death, amen.
It got to be. People call it yin and yang, stuff like that. You know what I mean? It is what it is. So now, if there's life, then death is in the picture too, all right?
Okay.
So skip down to verse 16 and continue.
Genesis 2 and verse 16 reads, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou surely die."
See, there go death, mm-hmm. right there. We just seen life and death. Mm-hmm. There it is. So death is in the picture. So he just told us, there it is. If you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Go to Isaiah 45 and 5. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 5.
Amen. Isaiah 45 and verse 5 reads, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else."
See, that's God. The sun always coming up on the east, and it's always going to set in the west. Amen. That's not a mistake. That's time. Amen. That's a witness that he's God. That's what he said right there, from the rising of the sun, because that began the day.
The sun.
And that's every day. It's come the same way every day, flawless, unmistakable. You don't skip a beat. It don't take a day off. The sun don't take a day off.
Amen. From the west. There is none beside me.
That there's none beside me. That's the witness.
I am the Lord.
So how are you going to sit up and say this whole thing was a big accident? A Big Bang Theory is an accident. Then time is a fluke that became precision. No, he said, this will, by you could tell that I'm God. Before you could tell me about a Big Bang Theory, since you got that understanding, then you could tell me how much power it took for the sun to fire up. If you could tell me that, then I'll listen to your Big Bang Theory, because it would make sense seeing that the sun is inside of it.
Papa, did you tell everybody the title of your lesson?
Yeah, Life After Death.
That was the title?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you told everybody.
I did.
Life After Death.
Life After Death.
And what's the question?
The question is what?
Life After Death.
Right.
What's the question?
That is. That's the question. Life After Death. Exactly. But right here, you have to understand what death is. That's the whole thing. It's a law. It's a law. It was a law that was written before Adam and Eve was even created. It was a law that was in the creation before there was a day. That's why he wrote it at. That's what said death right there. Life and death. That's what he wrote into the world. And it'll be those things, even to the plants. Fish and peace, anything. Nothing exists forever except for the planet and the solar system. Everything else come and go. Where am I?
We're in Isaiah 45.
And
it was it 5, 6, and 7?
Read 7.
Isaiah 45 and 7. "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things."
See that? So he the one that created death. He said, "I did that."
Amen.
We act like that came from the devil. No, he said, "The day you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of the evil, you shall surely die." He created death.
Amen.
So stop giving God glory to the devil. He can't even institute or instigate death unless you're entertained in the spirit. This is that thing. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 1. He said, "I create evil." He said, "I create peace and evil." So Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Ecclesiastes 9 and 1 reads, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them.
See, you know, that's why you got to teach a child to be racist. See that? You have to be taught to hate. Because by nature, we see each other as a child. We don't see anything but what is nature. I don't see color. I don't see nothing. All I see is a friend, a child. Someone that I can share my time with, just like that.
Amen.
But in this world, we're taught contrary. Continue.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not.
Mm-hmm.
As is the good, so is the sinner. And he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead.
That's the evil he's talking about. He said this is the evil among all things. It's nothing worse than dying. That's the ultimate evil. That's why he called it the second death. It's nothing worse than that, than the second death. This is an evil among all things. Ain't nothing worse than the second death. I don't care what you could think in this planet. It's nothing worse than that. This is why he says it's an evil among all, above all things. Then he said man should go to the what? To the dead.
Yeah.
To the dead.
And after that, they go to the dead. It says, verse 3, Ecclesiastes 9:3, this is an evil among all things that are done under the sun.
See?
That there is one event unto all.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And madness is in their heart while they live.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they go to the dead.
See, it don't matter what you are. It don't matter if you're righteous or wicked. Everybody goes to the grave.
Amen.
Rich or poor, you're going to the dirt.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. The only time you stop going to the dirt is after the judgment. After the judgment, there's no more dying. Because death and hell is cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. So if you exist after the great white throne judgment, death don't apply to you anymore. But up until that point, death exists. Worry.
Ecclesiastes 9:3.
Continue.
Go to 4. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion.
A living dog is better than a dead lion.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Why? Because you got hope. Why? Because as long as you're alive, you can repent. You have a chance to repent. You have a chance to change your ways. You have a chance to start over. You have a chance to renew. There's a chance to the living, but once you hit the dirt, it's over. Your story is over. Your book is closed. Can't write nothing else in it because there ain't nothing else going in it.
Amen. Mm.
Continue.
Verse 4, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten.
See, their memory is gone. The dead know not anything. They don't know what time it is. They don't even know they're dead. It's like you when you go to sleep at night. Some of us is going to go to sleep one day and never wake up again.
Amen.
Until the resurrection, whether it be the first or the second, that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in between that time and this time, this is called consciousness. But once you hit the pillow and you don't wake up, that's unconsciousness. That's why he called it sleep. That's why it's called sleep. Because you're unconscious. That's why he said the dead don't know not anything. That's unconscious. That's black. Darkness. That's absent of anything that's consciousness, and that's light. Consciousness is light on the very essence of consciousness is light, no matter how you look at it. So without consciousness, it's impossible for light to be there. Now read that again.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 9:5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten, and their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun.
See that? End of that story. Like you know, we talk about it, but it's a true conversation. If there was an afterlife that I can come back and hunt you, then white people would be in trouble at slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll be a slave on their ass 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So there's nothing else done after that. When you're dead, you're dead. This is what people don't believe in God. Because, see, they say, well, if you die and this is your whole story, you got to believe in this big mystical thing in the sky. Mm-hmm. I believe in it, man, because I don't think time is an accident. You can't convince me otherwise. You can tell me anything on this planet, but until you can explain to me the consciousness of time being a mistake, where time is built on numbers, which is impossible to lie. Tell me how you come to that. If you can tell me how you come to that, that's been a fluke, then I listen to anything you got to say. Till then, God exists. Because he the one that's telling from the rising of the sun, I am the present. I created time. I am he. And then he said, now with this is consciousness. Because every time you go to sleep at night, represents the death and the resurrection. Every time you go to sleep at night, every time you go to sleep, you're tired, you beat, and then you rest, and then you wake up, and you resurrect it. You strengthen, and you rejuvenate. That's every night. Death and the resurrection. Where are we?
We are at verse 5.
Read.
In 5, so you want to do 6?
Yes, ma'am. Read 6.
Okay. Ecclesiastes 9:6. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished.
See, you don't have to worry about none of them coming back to hide. It's over.
Perished.
It's gone. It's done. So all these horror movies and stuff like that, all that stuff shouldn't have no hold on you anymore. It should be a big joke because it don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. The only way those things have holds on you is that you're dealing with the spirits. You're not dealing with dead. You're dealing with spirits, your brothers, your brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Told you you would. He said, but I give you dominion over everything that moveth on the earth. He told you you would. Continue.
Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun.
How long is forever?
Turning.
There it is.
Never ending.
Skip down to 9 and continue.
Ecclesiastes 9:9.
Mm-hmm.
Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life.
Except for the Sabbath.
Live joyfully with the wife.
Do you remember what joy, what the definition for joy was?
Joy. Pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
There was
There
was one synonym that was funny. It was love. Oh, you know what, too? I think the word sex was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't sex in there?
That was in there. Joy
yeah.
and sex, exactly.
Yeah.
And it says here, every day.
I forgot about live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy fantasy,
all the days
which he has given thee under the sun,
see?
All the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life.
Can't take that from me.
And in thy labor which thou... Wait a minute. You just threw me for...
I mean, it's given to me
okay.
in Genesis chapter
3. So for that is thy portion in this life and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun.
That's why she's not in the, Sabbath day, y'all. Not even in it.
Exactly.
Nope, she's not even mentioned.
Not once.
Not once. Anyway, continue. Live joyfully with the youth, wife of your youth, all the days of your life, all of every day. Every day, I'm supposed to be ready. Only time out is for fast.
Right. For fast.
Fast. So honorable.
Amen.
No, I want you to continue reading.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need to go fix that. Okay. Verse 10. Whatsoever thy hands findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
No consciousness. Absent of conscience. Mm-hmm. There it is. So you won't even know what time. If you die, say in the days of the flood, right, of Noah, you don't even know that it's 2018, so to say, per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know it's that day. You don't even know that there's such things as planes or trains or
automobiles.
Exactly. There are no such things to those things to you. They don't exist. When you wake up, that's going to be the end of that. In fact, you're not going to even get a chance to see it. Because heaven and earth is going to be flat away, and the only thing you're going to see is dark.
Mm.
You're not even going to get another chance to see heaven and earth unless you make it into the kingdom. See how much we take for granted?
Amen.
Imagine that. You'll never see heaven and earth again. Because you know what? Cain said it. He said it. He said, this day has thou driven me from the face of the earth. You going to look it up?
Okay, go ahead and finish talking. I'll just see what he said.
Go read it.
And
it says 4 and
4
and 4 and 7.
7?
Yeah, 4 and 7 and 8.
You know, I love verse 6, 4 and 6, because I always think of this. And the Lord said unto Cain, and the Lord said unto Rhea, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? Better be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He asks us that when we start to get angry.
Frustrated.
Yes. So, Genesis 4 and 6, and the Lord?
No. 4 and 10.
Oh, you want to go down to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Genesis 4 and 10. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground.
See, that's Jesus' blood.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we sin against him, that's what his blood do.
Mm-hmm.
It cried from the ground as a witness. Every time we sin against his blood, it cries from the earth to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Father that's recognizing it, because he's the one that's talking. He said, your brother's blood. Read on.
And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her
see
mouth.
That? He will never see it again. Once he died, that's the wrath. He'll never see the planet again or the heavens. Now he's cursed from the face of the earth.
And now art thou cursed from the earth.
See that?
Which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thine hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.
A fugitive and vagabond mean one without a father and no home.
Right.
No resident.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even a pilgrim.
You say you're not even a pilgrim.
You're worthless.
God.
Yeah, he says you're worthless.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Verse 14. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid.
See, that's Cain. So he understood judgment, didn't he? So he understood that he'd never see the earth again once he closed his eyes. He understood that he'd never see the face of God again once he closed his eyes. He's never going to see the Father, I should say. He's never going to see the Father because the Father don't come down until after the judgment. He ain't going to behold no sin. So if we don't get a chance to see the Father from here, you're not going to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 146 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 146 and 4.
Psalms 146 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 146 and 4 reads, his breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish.
See?
So his breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, and in that very day his thoughts perish.
End of consciousness. See that?
Mm-hmm.
No more process of consciousness. That's what it is. That's what happens when you die. You turn into, you fade to black. That's that deep darkness. That's that darkness, that real darkness.
That's being, really light.
That being buried alive darkness.
That's really light.
You can see in that light. That's for real. You can see in that darkness, but I don't want to see that dark.
But when your consciousness leaves, like you just said, then when you're in the darkness, but that's when you're really in the light.
Well, yeah, but that's still a dark, you know, you don't want to be trying to comprehend. You don't even want to touch that. All you want to do is wake up and be next to God. You don't ever want to comprehend that darkness that you don't see nothing. Because he said, when they wake up, heaven and earth is going to fly away. If there's no heaven and earth, then where do we have you? Exactly.
Wait.
Right.
Wait. You said there's no heaven and
earth. If there's no heaven and earth, where are you? Okay, read that right quick. Revelations chapter 20 and 12.
Let me go for Revelation 20
and 12. Revelations 20 and 12.
Revelation 20 and verse 12 reads, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
You know what, Beth? Forgive me. I had you pick it up at the wrong place.
Huh?
It should have picked it up at verse 11.
Okay, so Revelation 20:11?
Yeah, 20:11.
Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 reads, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them.
So where are they? Where are they? If there's no place for them, for the heaven and earth, they're not here. In this realm.
Mm-hmm.
So where are they? Because this is never going to stop existing. This don't ever stop. So where is this taking place? Read verse 10.
Revelation 20 and 10 reads, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
See that? Day and night don't exist. I mean, don't stop existing.
Mm-hmm.
So where is this at? That there is no day and night. Exactly. We don't want that. The littlest thing we took advantage, I mean, the littlest thing we take for granted is just waking up and seeing a tree. If you don't make it into the kingdom, you'll never see one again. Blade of grass. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 104 and verse 29.
Psalms 104 and verse 29 reads, "Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to their dust."
See that? And they return back to what?
Their dust.
Their dust. So he made this thing universal, right? So it don't matter what part of the world you're from. You could be born out there in Arabia. You're going to return back to the dirt in Arabia. You're born out there in Asia. You're going to return back to the dirt in Asia. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Africa, same thing. Europe, same thing. That's that law. That you're gonna die in the land where you are, from the origin of where you come from. That's a commandment. Or else people be trying to run off somewhere and don't. You see what I'm saying? He got to write all this in there. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job 21 and verse 22. You see this thing, but he says their thoughts come to an end the minute they die. You understand? So where is this soul or out-of-body experience is going
on? Afterlife experience.
Afterlife experience where he's telling you the lights is out.
Yeah, but there's something to that, buddy.
Well, you're going to have to explain it to us, sister.
Yeah, because it's true.
I know it's true because the Word of God tell you, if he give you an insight on it, but it's only for it's a hot second. It's a twinkling of an eye. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this long, drawn-out thing. Like when he was anointed Melchizedek, mm-hmm. It was a twinkling of an eye. Same thing. It wasn't a long, drawn-out thing. When you had that moment, it was an instant.
Mm-hmm.
Eternity is just that instant. It's nothing else.
Job 21 and did I
read? Yeah, 21 and 22.
And I read 22, which says Job 21:22. "Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judges those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being holy, at ease, and quiet."
There's somebody just dropped dead.
One died that is in his full strength, being holy, at ease, and quiet.
See that? Just in their mind, his own business. Fall over. See that?
It says his breasts are full of milk and his bones are moistened with marrow.
Yeah, he wasn't sick. No signs of sickness or illnesses or anything like that. He just dropped dead. That's just the way a man.
And it says, "And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul."
See, that's the one that got the anguish and all that. That, you know, he's been sick. He ain't, you know, he ain't trying to live, and there's no, and he can't seem to get better. And then that's the anguish.
"And never eateth with pleasure."
See, because food become a chore, and I don't ever want to meet that food will become an evil. I love food.
Amen.
Read on.
26.
Yeah.
"They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them."
See, what happened when you go to dust? Worms cover. Yeah, that's what happened with your. That's what happened with the body. It's over, right? Or else you would be alive, being eaten alive by worms. You see that? That's why he turned off the lights, because he didn't want you to see what's going to happen next to you. See that? That's mercy.
What if you didn't take the lights out? Wait a minute. What if your spirit did rise up there to heaven and then got a chance to see your body rise? See that?
Mm-hmm.
See how that don't make any sense?
Amen.
Exactly. Where are we?
27.
Continue.
Verse 27. Behold, I know your thoughts and the devices which ye wrongfully imagine against me. For ye say, where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way? And do ye not know their tokens? That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath.
That's the ones that's not going to see heaven and earth anymore. That's a disaster. That's that conversation. That's the day of destruction. He said, I created evil. That's it. That's the second death. Once you in that, you don't return. It's no returning from the second death. None. Continue.
Verse 28, for ye say, where is the house of the prince, and where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way, and do ye not know their tokens? That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction, they shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face? And who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb.
Stop. And that's where he's at. Right there. That's where the dead is, in the grave. Nowhere else. They're not in heaven. They're not walking around. You're not chitting-chatting. You're not talking to an elder or an imam from way back in the day. You're talking to spirits that are you messing around with. You're messing with familiar spirits. If you have any conversation with any imam or whatever you want to call them from the back in the day thing, you are talking to spirits. The book just said that they are unconscious and they don't have nothing else or no portion than anything that is done on this earth ever again. So you can't talk to them. You can't reach out to them for wisdom. None of those things. Why? Because they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job 34 and verse 15. Job 34 and 15. When you receive it, read.
34 and 15?
Yes, ma'am.
Job chapter 34, verse 15 reads, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust.
See that? Did you notice something he said? This? He said, man shall turn back to the dust, right?
And man shall turn again unto dust.
Man shall turn again unto dust.
Mm-hmm.
That's what man is created from, the dirt.
Dirt. Mm-hmm.
But you know what's always there if nobody touch it? The skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's eternal. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Romans chapter 5 and 10.
Romans 5 and verse 10 reads, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
See, there it is again, death and the resurrection. Now, Christ took part in dying. I mean, being God, man, you know, because you can't die, right?
Amen.
You made out of immortality.
Amen.
So how can you die unless you take on that which is death, which he referred to as a sinful nature, which will be. That being said, that's what he did, okay? He put on man so that he can die for our sins.
Amen.
For what cause? For what cause? Read on.
Romans 5 and 11. And not only so, but we also join God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men.
Stop. So death passed upon
all men.
Except for Enoch.
Passed upon all men. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men.
Except for Enoch.
Upon all men.
How absolute is all?
Have sin.
How absolute is all? So Enoch died.
Amen.
So translation, you have to look at another word for translation.
Mm-hmm.
If death passed upon all men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right? Let's look at this. Hold this. Hold your finger here because we're coming back to that. Go to Hebrews chapter 11 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 11 and 1.
Hebrews 11.
Because, see, people will have Enoch walking around. That's part of this, too. If we all die, what is Enoch doing?
Mm-hmm.
Walking around. Where you get that from? Well, let the Bible speak, right? Because
mm-hmm.
from what I just read, death passed upon everybody. All men. Hebrews 11 and verse 1.
Hebrews 11 and verse 1 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him."
Wait a minute. But, so, what do that mean? Could you find Moses? Could you find Moses' body? You know why? Because God buried Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Enoch. God buried Enoch. That's why you can't find him. So what is this translation thing? What is this? Right here we ran off that Enoch is still on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is keep reading. Skip down to verse 13 and continue.
Hebrews 11 and 13 reads, "These all died in faith."
Oh, that's all they have to do is keep reading.
These all died in faith.
See, absolutely that.
Not having received a
promise. So that confirmed Romans chapter 5.
Amen.
Okay.
"These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth."
Okay. Now, which is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's look at this. Let's move on from that. Oh, we see Enoch is dead. So stop saying that. Where are we? Don't say that. Because now we. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Because see, when we say things like that, we're testifying against the Word of God.
Because
the Word of God just testified against that, the fact that he's on this planet.
So you're just saying don't.
Don't say that. Because the Word of God will testify against you. Where are we?
You're in Hebrews 11.
No, I want to read Romans. I want to go back to that Romans chapter 5. Where do we leave off at? Verse 11?
Let's see.
Yeah, Romans 5 and 11.
Romans 5 and verse 11 reads, And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and sin by death, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
There goes the second witness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 2 is the second witness to that. Okay, now we're clear. Read on.
13.
Yes, ma'am.
For unto the law sin was in the world, But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
See, whoa. So where's the wife at in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4? Verse 9, verse 8. She's not in it. She's not in there. So if she's not in there, how can she be in the law? Just asking. Read on.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Nevertheless, death reigneth from Adam to Moses, even over them that
death did what?
Death reigned from Adam to Moses.
Nope. Death skipped over Enoch.
It said reign.
It can't reign because Enoch didn't die. He was translated.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
That's absolute, didn't it? So they're saying he just confirmed himself by saying that everybody died from Adam to Moses.
Amen.
And what else?
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come.
Continue.
But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded into many. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. 17. For by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
We've been born in the right dispensation. Man, we've been born up under the Melchizedek dispensation of the resurrection.
Amen.
Man, praise God, I had to bring a goat up to the temple. Because who knows, I probably didn't have a goat to do it. Not everybody had a goat or an ox or, you know, some of us came just with a pigeon. But this is the thing, man. He's saying, you know, by one man's sin, death reign on all. But he said, but by one, life is but. They would see that. A false balance is what? An abomination. So life overcome what? Death.
For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
See that? There it is. In life. Read on.
Verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation.
Stop. How absolute?
All
men, right? To condemnation, right? Read on.
Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life.
So we understand the condemnation that he was talking about was death.
Amen.
It came upon what? All men. So Enoch is out of here. Stop saying that. Stop saying Elijah took off in a whirlwind. No, he's in the dirt. Read on.
Verse 19. For as by one man's obedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entereth that the offense might abound. But where sin aboundeth, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 2 and 10. Hebrews 2 and 10.
Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10 reads, for it became him for whom all things and by whom all are things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of that salvation perfect through suffering.
See, you got to appreciate what that is, man. You got to be able to manifest and resist your flesh. That's part of the suffering, you know, but if we don't resist,
Anywho, it goes on. He says, showing us that he's the captain of our salvation, overcoming our head, which is the flesh. Continue. 11.
Hebrews 2 and verse 11. For both he that sanctified, they who are sanctified, are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
Stop. I told you it was a separate entity. It's separate from the devil. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
The devil have power over death. See that?
So,
go ahead.
Say it again. The devil has power over.
Right here, it says the devil has power over death.
Mm-hmm.
So God, Jesus had to go and take the power of death from him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Read that again. 14.
2 and 14 reads, Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that have the power of death, that is, the devil.
See that? So it is a separate entity. Continue.
Amen. Verse 15. And deliver them who through fear of death.
Stop. Through the fear of devils or through the fear of death?
Death.
Read on.
Deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Uh-huh.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
See, that's the whole thing. It's not about the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Death is a whole different entity.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 10 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
Job 10 and 21. When you receive it, read.
Job.
Yes.
Chapter 10.
Oh, yeah, Job 10 and 21.
Amen. Job 10 and 21 reads, Before I go whence, I shall not return. But before I go whence, I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death.
Stop. What he just called death?
Shadow.
Nope.
Darkness.
Nope.
Wait. Before I go whence, I shall not return, even to the land of darkness.
Stop. What did he just call death?
Land of darkness.
There it is. Where is that? Because that's the same place where the judgment is going to take place.
The land of darkness.
The land of darkness.
Is where the judgment is going to take place?
Yes.
Hmm. Really? And that's why there's going to be gnashing and
they're not going to get a chance to see the light of day ever again.
Okay.
Well, I can safely say we may never get a chance to see the light of day ever again.
Mm-hmm. No, 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 no.
Father, declare us hypocrite.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll never see the light of day again.
Mm. Before I go whence, I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
See that? There is no light in death.
Mm-hmm.
Absent of consciousness.
Without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
See, consciousness is order. That's where the law come in at. Law is consciousness. You got to know how to walk. What is the law of walking? Balance. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job 24 and verse 12.
You know Yapa means light.
Huh?
Yapa means light.
That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. Job 24? Yeah,
24 and verse 17.
Job 24 and verse 17 reads, "For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death."
Wait a minute. The terrors of who? The devil?
Terrors of the shadow of death.
That's different.
"For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one..."
Because that's the second time he called it a shadow. Read on.
"For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the water. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyard. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So doeth the grave those which have sinned. The womb shall not forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered. And wickedness shall be broken as a tree."
No matter what, man. He's not even remembered in the world. He's not even remembered anymore on this earth. You know, somebody died in World War II and they're gone forever because that generation of that family is gone and that history of it, that person is gone, but their sins is gone. They're going to wake up with the same sins. You know, the guys that was, you know, throughout time, you know, just throughout time, we're talking about the minds of time and people that got accolades and got names written on stuff. We're talking about just people that come and go.
Amen.
They're gone, but their sins and their lies are in play for the judgment. If they don't come up in the first resurrection, they are in play for the judgment. Continue.
Let's stop at verse 20.
I think you stopped at verse 19, so.
Okay, I'll do 19 again. Job 24:19 reads, "Drought and heat consume the snow water, so doeth the grave those which have sinned. The womb shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. He evil entreateth the barren that beareth not, and doeth not good to the widow."
That's good. Let's go into Job 28:3.
Job 28:3 reads, "He setteth an end to darkness and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death."
Who searched it out?
Ooh.
Who searched it out? So how you going to tell God about what death is? When he the one created it. He not only did he create it, he searched it out, just like he searches us out. He created us, and he created us to be on this earth to do certain things, and he do what? He searches us out, don't he? Same thing. Same principle.
Amen. Verse 4. "The flood breaketh out from the inhabitant, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up, they are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it turneth up as it were fire."
What's up under the earth?
Fire.
There it is. That's heaven. That's what the earth is created from, that fire. That's heaven. That's the heaven that this earth is created from. That will make this planet alive. That's why it got life, because it's created directly from heaven, a ball of fire. And up under the earth is what? Fire. Eternal fire of heaven. Let's look at this a little further. So there is nobody there. For that reason, okay, people, no, there isn't anybody here in the fire. No. Remember now, we read the judgment took place way in Revelation, so you notice they're not there. And all the dead didn't wake up, so you know there's nobody here in Job chapter 28:5. Skip down to verse 20. Skip down to verse 20.
Job 28:20?
Yes.
Job chapter 28, verse 20 reads, "Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept closed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Who said what?
It said, seeing it is hid. Oh, destruction and death we say have.
Wait a minute. They, who said what? Who said what?
It says, seeing it is hid.
No. 22.
Destruction and death say, we have.
Who said what?
We have the fame thereof with our ears.
Who said that?
What do you mean, who said that? We did.
Read it again. Who said it?
Destruction and death.
That's who said it.
You know what? Oh, my goodness.
See that?
Yes.
Told you it was an entity. It's an entity on itself.
Okay.
We heard the fame of you. Why? Because he's going to destroy death.
Amen. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept, I see it. Amen. Destruction and death say. We have heard the fame thereof with our ears.
So what? Death got what? Death got what?
Ears. Babe.
So how is he that he's deaf and he got ears? Are we making fun of the deaf?
No.
Then how he got ears? See that?
Right.
Mm. Hear that?
Yeah.
Where are we?
That was 22.
Okay.
Job
20. Yeah, read on.
Okay. Job 28 and verse 23 reads,
mm-hmm.
God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof.
Now, he know what death is, and he know the place thereof. Do you know?
No.
No, you don't. Because he said what? He said this. In verse 21, what? Read in 21. What did he say?
21, seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living.
That's why you can't see it. Because you're alive. It's that simple. It's just that simple.
See, when you're not alive, you can see.
Death.
Right. You can't.
You can see death.
Yes. Yeah.
No, you can't. You can only see them for a little bit.
For a twinkling?
Till your mind go to sleep.
Which is not, it doesn't take that long.
But your mind is going to be conscious for at least 5 minutes.
At least 5 minutes?
And God knows what type of drugs they pumping in it.
Right.
Exactly. Trying to keep you stable. If you come to that.
Right. I understand.
Okay, so we can't take all that for face value. But we can't take it for value that there's a consciousness there that is definitely that's motivated by God. Now, if that consciousness, the consciousness, which is the light of man,
mm-hmm.
Okay, if it came to God to put the light of man out, he's going to die. Because the light of man is his thoughts. No matter how you look at it, you can have them on a breathalyzer, whatever those things that
mm-hmm.
pump oxygen into you. You could be, but you'll still be dead because the light of God is no longer there. It don't exist, which is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That will make you legally dead because you don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's that thing. So you have to be conscious.
Right.
That's why he said, that's why the living don't know. It's impossible for us to find that out. So all those necromancy, all those TV shows that they talking to the dead, they was lying to you. They were lying. All of them.
The 12 midnight infomercial.
All of them. Cleo tore us up. She was, and she got out of here quick. The Most I took her fast.
Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Kept closed from the fowls of the air.
They can't tell it.
Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven to make the weight for the winds, and he weigheth by the waters by measure.
Wait a minute. How much the wind weigh?
We don't know.
All right,
to make the weight of the wind?
In the water?
And he weighed the water.
The whole planet.
By measure.
He had to weigh the entire planet. So he got every drop of water on weight.
Mm-hmm.
On every scale.
Mm-hmm.
So the toilet bowl water, wow. Your little cup of water,
mm-hmm.
that's on a scale. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 38 and 12. Job 38 and 12. When you receive it, read.
Job 38
and 12. Yes, ma'am.
Mm. Job 38 and verse 12 reads, "Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold on the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken."
Now, they're never going to see the light of day again. You see that? You see that? They're shaken out of it. It said, "Thou hast commanded the morning since thy days, and called thy day springs to know its place, that thou mayest hold the end of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken." They're not going to see the light of day again, ever, ever. That's it. Read on.
"It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the death?"
Wait a minute. God walked on water, right?
Yeah.
I can only imagine that he took Adam down at the bottom of the sea with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had Peter walking on water, but Adam, with no fear of death, no concept of death,
mm-hmm.
no reason for fear,
mm-hmm.
why would he take him at the bottom of the ocean and show him all those things that exist at the bottom of the sea?
Mm-hmm.
Even the mountains and the places and all those things, the coral reefs and all that. Why would he take Adam to see all of those things? Could he? Yes, exactly. If I'm going to inherit all things, Adam's going to inherit all things, then he went down at the bottom of the ocean with him. Where are we?
Verse 16.
Continue.
Job 38 and 17 reads, "Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?"
Have you seen? That's the thing. A person that's alive can't answer this question.
Amen. Have the gates of death been opened
unto
thee?
No.
"Has thou received the breath of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all."
Can't. Because I'm among the living. And if I was dead, I couldn't tell you. So that's a no. You're not going to get nothing from that. Only the law. So stop adding stuff to it. Continue.
19. "Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?"
See, it's a place where the light can't coexist. And that's with death.
Mm.
Light and darkness and death cannot coexist. Because death is dead. That means no absence of consciousness. Know of nothing. Nothing is black. Nothing is zero. Nothing is on the clock. And that's nothing is on the clock. Exactly. The dead knoweth not nothing. Anything. Where are we?
Verse 20.
Read verse 20.
Job 38 and 20 reads, "That thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the path to the house thereof."
You know what? That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Because man would never be able to catch light. You got to outrun light to know where it began.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't outrun light because that's what God is. He created
mm-hmm.
light. So you'll never be able to outrun him. That's why he's Alpha. He will always be Alpha because he created the light. He will always be ahead of the light because he is the light.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalm 6 and 5. Psalms chapter 6 and verse 5. One verse. Psalm 6 and 5, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms chapter 6 and verse 5 reads, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?"
So all that, all those spiritual songs and all that spiritual movies, you saw them on the cloud singing on into heaven and all that, there was a lie.
That's right.
All out lie.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no singing on the God.
Mm-hmm.
The only one singing on the God in heaven is the angels. That's
mm-hmm.
the end of it. Everybody else that had a beautiful voice
mm-hmm.
is quiet in the grave.
Amen.
Read on. Oh, yeah.
Verse
6? No.
Or
that's
that
5. That's that 5. Psalm 7 and 13.
Amen. Psalm chapter 7 and verse 13 reads, "He hath also prepared for him the instrument of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutor."
So wait a minute. So the Lord can do what? He can send death. That's that thing. He prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutor. Wait a minute. Okay, what is this happening? What just happened? Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 16. What just happened? What is he preparing death for? For who? Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 16. When you receive it, read.
Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 7.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 7 and 13?
16.
7 and 16 reads, "Be not righteous over much, neither make thyself over wise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Be not over much wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldst thou die before thy time?"
That's the ones that he's preparing the instruments of death for.
They
get ready to die before their time. So what did he just tell us? We got a time window on the earth. But we could be foolish enough to die
before
our time. Right. Right. We got a clock. The Lord gave us a biological clock, no matter what. Now, how you take care of yourself and get to that is another thing. If you taking care of yourself and the Lord got you gauged for to live to be 80, and you really taking care of yourself, you're going to have a good 80. But if you smoking and drinking and you overweight, your 80s is going to be full of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying. You see what I'm getting at? So you got a biological clock the God of Israel has given you. Or you could be overmuch wicked, and he prepared an instrument of death, right? And then they do what? They kill you before your time. You die before your time. See that? You've been taken out of time. Yanked out of history.
Why shouldst thou destroy thyself?
Well, see, and who did it? You did.
Why shouldest thou destroy thyself?
That's what he said. You ain't got nobody else to blame but yourself. That's it. You won't be able to look around. You won't be able to say, yeah, I did this, because you won't be able to, you will be looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 17 again. "Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this. Yea, also from this withdraw not thy hand, for he that feareth God shall come forth of them all."
Okay, good. Amen. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 6. Here's a one for you. Deuteronomy 34 and 6. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 6 reads, "And he buried him in the valley."
Pick it up at 4.
Deuteronomy 34 and verse 4 reads, "And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab.
Who?
The Lord.
Who? It said he buried him.
And he buried him.
Wait a minute, so the Lord touched the dead?
Yeah. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab and over.
The Lord allowed himself to be defiled by the dead for Moses.
Over against Bethpeor.
So the God of Israel allowed himself to be defiled by the dead for Moses. So God buried Moses. So now God buried Moses. Nobody know where he at. Just like nobody know where Enoch is at.
Right.
Because he buried him. God took him. Just like he took Moses. We just read how he did it. We just read how he took Enoch. That's exactly how he did it. Nobody else was around. It was just him and God. And he said he died there and the Lord buried him.
Amen.
And the Lord took Moses and he was not. Now, where is Moses, right? Okay. Go into St. Jude chapter 1 and verse 9. Where is Moses? Where's Enoch? St. Jude 1 and 9, when you receive it, read.
Jude 1 and 9. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee.
But wait a minute. So the devil wanted Moses' body.
Mm-hmm.
So
the devil disputed.
But Michael disputed him and said, the Lord rebuke you.
The Lord rebuke thee.
And then the devil had to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't push the issue. He wanted Moses' body. You know why? Because he knew that man was going to get to the point we were going to be able to do gene splitting and gene pooling, and we would be able to recreate Moses. Somebody that's been touched by a spirit. And the Lord hid this body from us. This is that thing. And then he set an angel over, just like he set an angel over Enoch's body. Just watching over it. Can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch is not walking around kicking the bobos. He is asleep.
Amen. Amen. He's asleep. Jude.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22. Actually, pick it up at verse 21. Yeah. We're going to hold up here, and we're going to bring man out the ground here. Yeah, because we got to bring man out of the ground. Now, you're going to have different sets of people. You're going to have those that's going into the kingdom. You're going to have those that's going into the lake. All right. But what we're going to do here, we're going to leave off here that God is waking us up. Right? 15 and verse
21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
See, because Satan is already thrown in the lake of fire. Death is going to be thrown in there after him. See that? That's the last enemy. Satan is already in the lake. Death is going to be thrown in there with him. And when death is thrown in there with him, everybody wake up. That's your great white throne. That's when the great white throne judgment kick in. Yes. Because death is thrown in the lake of fire. So it got to let go of the people.
So this is that conversation. We'll pick this up next week. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please, please, please read your Bibles. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
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 Amen. Read it. Good lesson, my brother.
Yes. Very good lesson.
I know I say that all the time, but it just good lesson. Good things to know. Nobody never taught us nothing like this. And it's just good to know, and I thank the Father for you.
Well, if you didn't want us to know, if you didn't want us to know, he wouldn't reveal these things to us, but he is. He wants us to know.
Man.
Man.
Any questions or comments?
No, I want to say awesome message to the priest, and also we'll talk about that next Friday, Sabbath.
What's that? What?
About the afterlife experience.
Oh, yeah. We can pick that up.
Yeah, because I want to tell you about mine.
Sure.
Yeah, because I had, and there was light in the absence of me being pronounced dead for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was in ICU for 2 weeks, but it seemed like it was the same day when I woke up.
That's exactly how the resurrection is going to be.
Right. They said, you were asleep for 2 weeks. And I'm like, isn't it the same day? And I told the doctors and the nurses and my parents what was going on and what happened the whole time and what they were doing and my mother and dad, what they were doing over me. And the doctor was like, you're not the first one who's told me that you've seen yourself laying.
You know, that had to be a hellified position to, you know, that you talk to people that you just performed surgery on and they're telling you they have an out-of-body experience. Wow.
Oh, yeah,
we're
talking
about it. I've been ready.
I
have more
questions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that golden child sort of thing.
No.
It's not. Okay. All right, well, we're going to say grace and peace to everyone. We're going to pick that up on the life side of, you know, life after death. So we found out what death is, and death is just an absence of state of mind, an absence of consciousness, darkness. Total darkness, black, pitch black. This is that thing. So now the Lord is telling us there's another thing that he called light. So that's what we're going to get into. What's that? What is light? Light. That's the word because that's what we're trying to obtain. Light. So let's find that. Okay. We all too versed on death because we see it everywhere. Let's get versed on life. Tomorrow, you want to be back here again at the Sounds of Living Waters radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. And tomorrow, we're dealing with the seventh day. Yay! We're going into the seventh day. We're dealing with the Sabbath day. And thank God for that, giving us a mind to want to deal with the seventh day. So now we're dealing with the seventh day in the creation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So be here for that. So as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Amen, amen. Read your Bible. And back here again at the time appointed. 10 o'clock a.m., everybody. Bye.
Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water radio show.
We teach the Bible. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.